seated. Lord bless you. By request today, I'm going to sing. Just turn it off. Amen. By request today, I'm going to sing a song for you. All right. Amen.
Fragrance, you forget the
past. Struggling through this world may seem so long and lonely, but when we get to heaven, we'll be home at last. Oh, wading through the thorns to reach the roses. When you smell the fragrance, you forget the task. Struggling through this world may seem so long and lonely, but when we get to heaven, we'll be home at last. Oh yes, wading through the thorns to reach the roses. When you smell the fragrance, you forget the task. Struggling through this world may seem so long and lonely, but when we get to heaven, we'll be home at last. Yes, when we get to heaven, we'll be home at last. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord.
Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessings today, God. Thank you for your word. And thank you for a chance to gather in your house today and worship your name. Lord, anoint the man of God as he preaches your word today, God. Lord, we magnify your name and we lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's lift Jesus up right now. Hallelujah. Is he your refuge? Is he your fortress? Is he your strength? Blessed be the God of our salvation. In him we trust. In him we move. And we have our being. I am so excited about what God is doing. I believe that there is an intense presence of the Lord in this place today to encourage, to uplift, and to speak to the hearts that I believe have been on a journey of struggle. And God has come to give a refreshing word, a word in season, to let you know that you are not forgotten, that you are not forsaken. I want to, before I move any further this morning, give honor to your pastor, my friend, Pastor Reasons. Thank you so kindly for allowing us to come and one more time worship together at Heartland of Pentecost with this wonderful group of people who have assembled today. I believe that God's people are the best people. Amen. And I say that, and someone says, well, what do you mean by that? Well, I'm going to define it as this way. All are God's people. If you're not God's people, you choose not to be. Because he loves everybody. And we learned in the lesson this morning, I was trying my best to not say much because you were going to have to endure me for long enough this morning, and I didn't want to trample on, but I wrote down quickly a point as the teacher was teaching us, and he even read the scripture that we have quoted many, many times about God being able to do exceeding abundantly above anything that we can ask or think. And many times, and he read the whole scripture, but many times we stop there. And we wonder, because he went on to say something that was very pertinent and I thought was very great. There is absolutely no disconnect between the power that lies in you if you have the Holy Ghost and are a child of God than what was with Jesus when he walked this earth. The difference between miracles that God did in his day and the lack thereof in today's age is according and conditioned to the power that worketh, if you'll notice the caption there, in us. What's working in you? What are you allowing God to do through you? I know that's kind of a sharp sword, but can I say this in all love and diligence today? God is looking for someone that recognizes who they are in God and are focused on the end point and is not going to allow the things of this world to dissuade them from what the goodness of God is, the love of God demonstrates, and the power of God can fulfill. Oh, hallelujah. I believe I'm among believers today that is standing up and saying, I desire to release all that God has given me for the effectiveness of my generation, of my city, of my generation. Come on, somebody hear me. Hallelujah. I refuse to blend. I refuse to bow. I refuse to wear out. I refuse to give up. Regardless of the storm, regardless of the trial, I have set my mind to the end point and not the details. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. God is truly yours and my refuge. We must understand that it's not the situation that we're going through in many times, in many cases, it is simply a distraction from the reality of what God has chosen. And I'm going to get off of this and move quickly because time is of essence. But understand that one thing that he said, and I noted this, and I held dear to it because I'm thinking, you know, it is so pertinent to our situations in life. Can I just be real? We don't wake up every day feeling like we're saved. Well, that applies to everybody but the super spiritual. It'll be all right. There are times when situations are going to happen and the enemy is going to tell you, you're not saved. You're not going to make it. It's in that moment and in that time that you've got to forget the details of your journey and focus on the end point of your journey. And can I tell somebody, I'm going to, one more comment, I'm moving forward, but understand that God is in control. And the teacher said it very adequately this morning, there is nothing that God cannot do, but sometimes, now he said it this way, God does not cause everything. I'm in agreement with that, but God has to allow everything, because God can stop anything. Come on, somebody. So if he's allowing it, it must mean you're going to get through it. Somebody ain't hearing me right now.
The trial you're facing has been allowed only to make you stronger, only to cause victory to be birthed into your life. My God, I wish somebody would understand. You're not going to be destroyed with a storm, but you're going to be successful through the storm. Somebody praise him right now. Somebody lift Jesus up right now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Our refuge, our strength, our support. I want to direct your attention just for a few moments of time. I've got a lot of material I want to cover in just a few moments of time, but I feel an urgency in the house that I, even before I came, I felt an urgency to speak to the hearts directly today that we must move forward against the current. How many have ever been in a river? Literally in a river. Amen. I remember years ago before I had surgery, several surgeries, we were out and Dad had a boat and we got out. Of course, anybody that would question, I was dressed appropriately. Amen. Moving forward. And we were behind the boat in the water, Tennessee River. We was on this big old, well, country folk thingamajig. It was a big old blow-up deal, and we fell off of it, me and my wife. We were in the water. Well, the boat was going yonder direction, but the current was taking us downriver. And I never will forget that I began trying my best to swim against the current. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Current is something, it's a force in the water that if you're going to go upstream, it poses to be an obstacle. Come on, somebody. And it proves very quickly how athletic you are. I found out real fast I was not built for the water. I was built to walk on dry land. And very quickly, I understood the power of the boat that would be able to overcome the water and come rescue us. So I just started waving my hands and say, "Hey, Dad, turn it around." Amen. I said that to say this. There are many challenges that are that surface sometimes in one's life. And understanding that these challenges, we must understand where we are and determine how we are going to stand against the flow. I have heard it many times said over, any old dead fish can float downstream. Well, let me add to that, any lazy fish can flow with the current. But understand this. Woodrow Wilson said this, a man who is swimming against the stream knows the strength of it. When you stand up and declare that you are for something, you are going to begin to feel the current of all that oppose you. You are going to experience the enemy's circumstances and strategies for everything to distract or repel you from where you have set your mind to go. Having said that, we must understand, as the church of the living God, individuals and sons and daughters of God, that we have got to stand against the current of iniquity, stand against the current of difference, stand against the current of Laodiceality. Oh, that's a big one. Can I tell somebody, we must not become complacent to the world goods and the current flow that's going downstream with an expected end. But there is a flow in the spirit that when we resist and we move forward, we have a promise of help. We have a promise of refuge. We have a promise of an all-knowing, all-seeing, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, everlasting, eternal God that will not sell you out or leave you short. Understand, I'm going to jump quickly today. I've got several scriptures, but I want to just simply move quickly here. I have heard it many, many times, and no doubt you have too, but there is a certain fish. And I didn't realize this until I really started looking this up and researching this. But the fish that I'm about to describe for you is both acclimated with the ability to live in fresh water as well as salt water. This fish, at birth, when it's hatched out of the eggs, it's in fresh water. And it's taken through the course of time, and it will stay in the ocean for the process of about 2 to 4 years until it's fully mature. And then on its return voyage to preserve the offspring of its future generations, it will begin to make one last journey back to fresh water. The fish that I am referring to, we all know to be as the salmon. And understanding the journey back from the ocean to its home turf is much more challenging than it was going in its voyage to the ocean. We must understand that all of us, we have had a voyage, and for a time we've enjoyed some saltiness in our life. We've enjoyed some good things and some things that may not have been all that great, but all of the experiences that you and I have had to this point has not been for any reason except for our maturing, understanding, focusing, and being able to align ourselves for the preserving of the next generation. And not only the next generation, but for eternity. You see, in this world, you are faced on a day-to-day basis with what seems to be the flow that goes in the face of most men and women that proclaim to be Christians. I am not going to size you up or dress you up. I've come to encourage you. I've come to build up your faith. But I've come to let you know that the enemy is only seeking to try to bring you down, because you are standing in the current of time as a testimony that there are still some left in the remnant that believe that God is who he says he is, who have not left their first love, who have not conformed or sold out to the ocean waves. But there is a longing to return home. There's a longing to understand the cool, refreshing waters of the stream one more time. And in that longing and in that urge, I I will withstand the opposition. I will call to focus the enemy's grasp, and I will, everything in me, with the aid and help of the Lord, will overcome, and all of the waterfalls going upstream in order to achieve that God has designed for me. Understand, the journey home is not one that's easy, but it's one that's doable through God. Understand that there are some dangers that try to interrupt the salmon's return home. There's pollution that affects the water quality, and it also affects the salmon. I've got somebody to understand right now. I believe you already are on the same page and know where I'm going. There's pollutions that have been let out into the current zones, and while it may affect us, it must not distract us. Come on, somebody. Because we're on our journey home. I said we're on our journey home, and sooner than later, we're going to be able to bask in the refreshing waters of homeland again. And when we're there, we will not ever have to more roam. We don't have to worry about leaving again, but we'll be forever with the Lord. But understand, on our journey, there's things that try to affect us. There are predators, such as the bald eagle, that will try to make a lunch out of the salmon. Sea lions that swim in the water, in the ocean front, that would like to entrap them from ever entering the channel. Oh, I got to preach there for a moment. Sometimes we're in a fog. We're trying to find the channel. And all of a sudden, a monster comes in front of us, and it looks as if all hope is gone and there's no way around it. Can I tell somebody that God has put within every man, woman, boy, and girl a tick, a conscience, a sonar that will zero in and hone in to what God desires. But sometimes we've got to get into a place where we can hear it. I said this just a few days back in another time, in another place. Pastor reasons it's easy sometimes for schedules, even for a minister. I'm referring to myself now. I know that's a dangerous thing to do, but nonetheless, I know more about me than I do you. It's easy sometimes to let schedules distract you from what God desires and wills in your life. And in those moments, God will nudgingly bring you to a place of holding, a place of pause. Whatever He uses to do so may differ in each and every one's life according or differentiate to the circumstance or situation. But understand this. For me, there have been times that I have been held in holding due to health circumstances when I was not physically able to go the way that I would desire to go and push as hard as I would desire to push. But it was in those times of holding that I found myself listening. And when I found myself listening, I would hear the voice and the nudging of God in my life clearer than sometimes when I'm in the hustle and the bustle of the busiest time of my life. Oh, I want to do a work for God that is great. But can I tell you, no work is above listening to the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. It does not matter how much I desire, how much my zeal would drive me. Sometimes I must attune myself into the quiet, still waters and allow myself to be refreshed, to be nourished for the journey that is ahead of me. Can I tell somebody? It's not in my notes, but I'll just quote it because I got to obey God and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Which is one. But understand that you and I have got to allow God to align us, and only God knows the details of the journey. Elijah had just come off of Mount Carmel. He had experienced a great moving of the power and demonstration of God Jehovah at Mount Carmel. He found himself hearing and being the recipient of a message given by the queen that said, by this time, she put a timetable. She said, I'm going to make your life as one of those that you took, understanding that there was 400 prophets of Baal. There was 450 in the groves, and Elijah slew every one of them. It was very displeasing to Jezebel, despite how great the response and the clarity of the voice of God at Mount Carmel. The enemy posed a threat to the human intellect of Elijah. Elijah had prayed, he had fasted. At the word of God, walking and seeing all of the things that he had experienced, I want you to get this. And looking at the king Ahab and saying, at my word, it shall not rain till the day I bid it. And the heavens dried up. Moisture was gone. Water was a precious commodity. And all of a sudden, after that they had come to Mount Carmel, and Elijah looked at those who were silent and uttered not a word, and said, why halt ye between two opinions? If God be God, then let God be God. If Baal be God, then let him be God. But the one who answereth by fire, he is the true God. Note this. I don't have time to go into the details, but understand, he diluted, he saturated, he totally drowned the sacrifice in water. In so much that it filled the trench that he had dug after repairing the altar. When he laid it out in order, there's a message there. Don't have time, got to go. You must understand, the trench was filled with water. Water is the opposite of fire. Water can put out certain fires. Notice I said certain fires. Don't try it on a grease fire. You better have dry powder. Amen. I'm not a fireman, but I can tell you from experience, water, has anybody ever had a hot boiling pot of oil on the stove? And you know them nice crinkle-cut French fries that you get in the frozen section? Well, honey, you don't just get potatoes that is cut into fries. You also get an amount of ice with those fries. So you will do yourself well to make sure that when you put them into the hot oil, to stand back quickly. Amen. Well, some of you will get that over your baked potato. Sometimes we must move swiftly. When it's hot, we better learn how to move. Because certain things are going to react and respond. I have come to tell you, say, well, what's that got to do with the message? Absolutely nothing. It got your attention, though. Understand this, that we have situations that will try to block us, that will try to stand against us. Well, I didn't understand this, and I didn't have this problem before I come to God. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. You proved my point. Because while you or I were out in sin, we was not a threat to the current. But the moment that we stood up and we began to stand for something, and we began to believe in something, we began to be in opposition to the normal flow, and we began to let God orchestrate through demonstration in our life. Understand, along with the sea lion, there's whales, there's sharks, and last but not least, bears. Now, over in East Tennessee, if you're at the right place at the right time, you might encounter a black bear. Now, I'm not telling nobody to go out here and go to East Tennessee and pet a bear. That's not what I said. I said you might encounter a bear. Your encounterment depends on you. The level of it is all you, bud. Amen. How close you want to get and how much risk you want to take. But can I tell somebody, it is a very present and real threat to the sustainment and the preservation of that salmon who is facing not only the rocks in the stream, the waterfalls of the stream, by and large, they sometimes have to jump out of the water. Very, very. And in fact, I found this. I'm looking for it quickly to just simply give you the fact. At times, they can jump, listen to this, up to 2 miles high. That sounds impossible. But it only validates the scripture that we learned in Sunday school. Nothing is impossible with God. And the writer said, I can do all things through Christ. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying the normal understanding, trying to put logic into the salmon's life, is yes, it's a one-way ticket to the ocean with no return. But God equipped the salmon, and so has He equipped the church, that there is no difficulty that is impossible for the church, for the child of God, so long as you and I rely on Him. I'm almost done. Understanding this, now, 2 miles high to scale waterfalls. Sometimes they pursue their journey for distances reaching close to 2,000 miles from beginning point to destination. 2,000 miles upstream. 2,000 miles against the flow. And you thought you had problems. Come on, somebody. Amen. Can I tell you, I believe it's a salmon that has made up her mind. I'm not going to be on somebody else's plate, but I am going to navigate according to what has been given me, and I am going to pursue and release what is inside me. I've come to Heartland today to challenge you. Are you ready to release what God has placed inside of you? Are you tired of the same song and dance? Are you tired of year after year? Are you ready to make the journey to the fresh water? Are you ready to navigate what God has given you and go around the obstacle and elude the bear? The enemy cannot stop you. The situation cannot hold you. If you determine to release the power that God has placed within you, stand to your feet all over this house. In this house today, I could give you stories of Joseph. I could give you stories of Job. I could give you stories of Abraham. I could even talk of Moses. In fact, the lead scripture finding in Hebrews chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. But I don't have time to go there. I do have time to say this. God spoke to my spirit early this morning as I was preparing to leave and travel some little over 2 hours and 45 minutes to my destination here. The path less taken is the path best traveled. The path best traveled is not necessarily simple, nor is it easy. But though it is not necessarily simple, nor is it easy, it proves to be the most rewarding. You and I have been destined for success and not failure. You and I are on a journey today. As you stand here with precious few moments left between this service and your lunch pail, can I tell somebody what's more important is one fact that I skipped over till now. I'm not trying to get anybody under conviction over eating today, but can I tell somebody the determination and destination sometimes requires fasting? That salmon will not eat from the time it leaves the ocean until it makes it to its destination. Fasting. Reserving everything it can reserve to make the journey home. Now, I'm not saying that for you and I. I'm saying that as an understanding of determination. And I ask this question. When we find ourselves in the flow of the current that withstands against our beliefs and all that we stand for and we're trying to make home, how determined are we to overcome and not succumb? Hear me, ladies and gentlemen, today, as a fellow brother and minister in Christ, I implore you, I challenge you, and I humbly beseech you, for the greater good of yourself, for the good of your family, for the good of your community, for the good of the nation. It sounds political, but it's not. We must stand against the flow. We must become the beacon that somebody else can say, if they can do it, I can do it. And they start their voyage home. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to navigate the waterfalls in order to get there. But God has equipped us with the power to do so if we will release it. And I ask you this question now. I don't know each and every one that's here today. I don't know every situation that you're facing. Some is physical, some is financial, some is emotional, and some is totally in a different grid. But every single one of us today are facing situations that are real, that are present right now. But I believe the Word of God that is infallible, that it is immutable, that it is undeniable and unchangeable, and God cannot lie. And if you believe that today, I'm asking you to join with me for the next few moments of time in the close of this service. There was a push and a wave that came through here just moments ago. You know what it was for? Because there's people that are standing, precious people standing under the sound of my voice right now. You have struggled this week like you've not struggled in a long time. And there's situations and adversities that you're facing that are trying to pose a threat to not only your physical stability, but your spiritual intellect. I don't have to lay my hand on you to minister to you. I am ministering through the Word of God right now. Can I tell you that there is a God who still loves you, that desires to navigate your journey and to, if you allow, be released from on the inside a strength, a present, because can I tell somebody, the Bible said, you we are of your father, little children, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's the reason why the Holy Ghost is so important. It's not to police you. It's to empower you. It's to strengthen you. It is to entitle you to accomplish the voyage home. With hands lifted all across this building right now, could we align and attune our minds for just a moment as they begin to play something? I want us for just a moment with hands lifted to forget about everything but one thing. God, I am determined to make it home. I am determined to move forward against the current. I am determined this day. I chart my course, I set my focus, and I determine. God, you are my all in all, and I will not succumb to the sharks of the ocean, to the sea lions of temptation. I will not succumb to the whales of situation. I will not succumb to the deceitfulness of the bears. I refuse to allow the rocks to become nothing less than stones that I hurtle across on my quest for the end point of victory. Though you may be tired, though you may be weary, though it seems like you've navigated course after course. It seems like one time you catch your breath and you're winded by another circumstance. I speak to you, precious sir, precious ma'am, right now today, on the authority of God's word. Slip your hands to God and begin to release what is within you. Begin to release your praise. Begin to release your voice. Begin to elevate now. Elevate your voice. And allow God to bring the strength and impart into your being, into your mind, to empower you for the 2 mile high waterfall that you're about to overcome, that you're about to succeed. Oh, come on, friend. Come on, push. Lift your voice right now. Lift. Yes. Let God do it right now. That's it. Let God do it right now. You're moving forward. You're moving forward.
I am broken, my life is in pieces.
Strength is mine. Come on, let that wave rush over you right now. Refresh, renew. Yours, Lord. I'm yours, Lord.
Strength is perfect.
I give it all to you right now. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, just another moment. I'm yours, God.
Strength is perfect.
I'm speaking to you, sir. I'm speaking to you, ma'am. The rocks are not meant to take you out. The bear cannot snatch you because of what God's placed inside you. There is a stability in God that supersedes the snare of the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, release. Atabohosha. Ida na la bohosha. Release. Atara la boho. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Ida na la bohosha. Come on, dear sir, dear ma'am, saint of God. Ida na la bohosha. Let it break forth as a refreshing. In the name of Almighty God right now.
He'll heal your broken heart.
A deeper anointing. A deeper dimension. A thorough understanding. of what God you desire to impart, to transform, to bring forth. In Jesus' name. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, just another moment in the house. God wants to refresh you. God wants to encourage you. God wants to lift you up. It's going to be all right. Situation you've been praying about. There's been a time of delay. But it's coming to pass in the name of the Lord Jesus. Within the next 6 months, you're going to see a turn in the situation for the good. Watch God. It means good. Be not weary in well-doing. Lift your hands and receive right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings, blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus' name. Come on, just another moment. Just another moment. Let's love Him together. Let's love Him together. Just another moment, ladies and gentlemen. There's a move of the Holy Ghost that is being unleashed in this room right now. There is a double portion. Reach up and be partakers of it. Come on, reach up, reach up, reach up. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. The name of the Lord Jesus. Let the Lord refresh you. Let the Lord refresh you. Deeper. Deeper. Deeper, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hitabokoshataya. Son, there's an anointing around you. More than just a musician. I don't call anyone. But there's an anointing, a freshness. Watch God. I'm not calling you to the pulpit. Not all ministries necessarily are inclusive. But they're not isolated to the pulpit. There's an outreach that God desires to do through you. You're very effective. Spoken words of few, but words of wisdom, words of understanding. You see, it's not the multitude of words, but a word that is fitly spoken is worth apples of gold, more than apples of gold, and pitchers of silver. It's the word fitly spoken that you will speak in a time and a place and a season that will bring forth and defuse what the enemy would try to do to that individual that you're speaking to. You will be able to be an instrument, a tool that rescues and stops the hand of the enemy, the mouth of the devourer that would try to steal the soul. Ikayanda boho shatai. Andalada diekiatabo shatai. Katala lobo. Yanda loboko shatai. It's sweeping over you right now. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Ikayata bodola loboho shatai. Yakoyotola boho shatai. Yatabaha. Hey. Healing, completeness. It's already been promised. It's already been spoken. But God, I speak strength right now, today, to this precious First Lady. You've heard the prayers in the midnight hours. You've seen the faithfulness. You've seen the dedication. God, even when didn't feel like smiling, the smile came anyway. Didn't feel like moving, but moved on anyway. You've almost reached. You've almost reached. Itaboko shata alabo okoya. My God. You've pressed on as the salmon upstream. You've navigated high waterfalls, inclement danger, aggravating and stressful situation, but you've pressed on. Now, there's about to be an unleashing, a double portion that's going to assure your journey successfully to the finish line. In Jesus' name, let's love him together right now. All across this building, come on, just another moment. Let's love him together right now. Hallelujah.
Say thank you, Jesus, for speaking to me today. Amen. I appreciate the word of the Lord spoken to our hearts and spirits today. I would never look at the salmon in quite the same way again. And there's the lions, and the bears, the currents. But he left out one thing. Yeah. What a travesty to swim all the way upstream. Not eating, past all the bears, past all the sea lions, up the 200-mile water stream, or the 2-mile waterfall, into the harbor. The journey complete, it's time to lay your eggs and to propagate your generation to the next generation and to fall for a piece of bait that some human has cast into your way. I'm not trying to put the icing on the cake today. I'm just, this is typical pastor after the evangelist, okay? Don't fall for human bait. Don't fall for human bait that is set for your destruction. Say, Pastor, I hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Let's thank the Lord. God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for speaking to us. Hallelujah. Your spirit is real. God, you've ministered to us today. You've given us encouragement. You've given us word of exhortation. You've given some personal word today. God, we celebrate your presence. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. God, I pray today for this congregation that we could go from this place not to be only hearers of the word, but to be doers also. To take the word that has been spoken to us, God, to water it with prayer, dedication, that it may seed and grow and to become that that you intended it to do. We thank you for it today, God. We ask you to go with us, to keep us. God, those that are here visiting from out of town today, we ask that you would go with them, keep them safe on their journey home to the respective states. We ask, God, in Jesus' name, these things, and we give you all the praise. And everybody said amen. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Shake hands. Be sure and greet the Duke family and our visitors. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.